Well, your kids got things started this last week, going up to Lexington to start the season.
Yeah, we did. Went up to Lex on Thursday there and played reserve JV varsity, was able to sweep those games that night. Reserve did go three, but, you know, sweep and get wins for each team there, so that was nice. And then our freshmen played at home and beat Dundee County's JV, I think, is who they played. And so that was a good start to the season. Varsity-wise, I thought we played pretty well, and, you know, for a first game, there's always going to be some things you need to improve on, but, you know, it's nice to get a 3-0 sweep and not have kind of those nervous moments, so.
Yeah. Offensively, did you guys feel like you ran your offense pretty well? The serve-receive work for you?
Yeah, I mean, we did really well out of serve-receive. I thought we serve-received pretty well as a group. Bailey Foster did really well back there. She's in all six. She libero'd for me on Thursday. And then, you know, Jaylee Walgren and Callie Crawford had 12 and 11 for kills. Callie was really efficient with her swings. Didn't make too many errors. Just puts the ball down. And Jaylee was a little less efficient, but when she was on, she was on at the front row. And just a couple of things in the back row attacks. You know, she's swinging hard at them, which is good. We want those. And just timing of those, we'll get there. Middles, we never really got those really going. But, you know, first game out, trying to get some quick stuff to them. And just we got to take what's there too with those swings. So, but Morgan and Abby played the net really well as far as, you know, trying to get touches or overpasses coming. They were really getting their hands up early on those, and so that made it, you know, Lexington made some hitting errors just because their hands were up early. So, and then you just Karsten had three aces for us, so that was a good start for her from the service line. So pleased overall.
So a great way to start the season for you guys, 1-0. Coming up next week, we've got the Triangular here with Emmendon and Chase County. Should be a good one coming up next week.
Yeah, it's up at the college there, and it should be a good one. Emmendon, and obviously they were state champions in C1 last year, lost quite a bit, but they still have quite a few pieces that played for them, and told Rich quite often they had to practice against those girls for 3 years now. So their team's seen a lot of hard hits from their graduating classes the last few years. So they'll be a good team, and Chase County's a solid team. They returned quite a bit as well. So it should be a good night. Try, so you got to kind of come out fast and see if you can get that first set so that you put the pressures on the other teams. So that's what we're going to try to go out and do. And then our JV will play at the high school on that night as well. So,
of course, volleyball season hard and fast, kind of like every other fall sport, and you guys got a lot of matches coming up here later on in the season.
Yeah, we kind of are a slow starting schedule compared to a lot of schools. A lot of schools have a tournament this first weekend, and we do Lex and then our try, and then we kind of take a week off, which I don't mind. Just gets you a chance to look at a few things before that next week. But then we go Ogallala Holdridge, which are two really good teams. So then it gets hectic. It will be Tuesday, Thursdays, or Monday, Thursdays, and Saturdays mixed in there, and you're playing games all the time. So,
got a good group of girls on your team. I think good numbers overall, so it's a great group to work with.
Yeah, it has been good. Yeah, we have 29 out, so it's been a good group of numbers. We have quite a few freshmen out, so able to get have a pretty good team there. And then reserve JV, able to get some good girls there and some playing time. So,
yeah, it's important to have some opportunities for the younger kids to work on their game.
Yeah, yep, it is. So it's a little hectic at time when all four are playing, especially when ones that what freshman played in McCook were away. You know, then it's a little thin at times. You know, but you just want to make sure that they get in, and you just hope no injuries happen, because you might only have seven or six suited up at those lower levels. But it went well for us. Yeah. So.
And got a great group of seniors leading your club this year as well.
Yeah, we do have five seniors: Jaylee, Karsten, Bailey, Abby, and then Kit Eshelman's a student assistant for us this year, helping out. And so she's a motivator, so that she's fun to have around as well. So,
Got a big college tournament going up here at the MCC this weekend. I know 11 teams coming in. I saw Coach Copes getting some donuts here, and that'll be kind of fun for people if you want to go over and see some great college volleyball.
They have a lot of – I went to that tournament last year and watched quite a few games. They bring in a lot of teams from a lot of different – I think she said Texas, Colorado, Wyoming. It's JUCO volleyball. It's high-quality volleyball. Those teams have some girls that will go play on in Division II, Division I teams, you know. And so, those are fun games to watch, just to see how that level of play steps up.